Episode 4, podcast number 4, the insane rambling of crazy old men, where Ray, Mike and Buster talk about the SSB, micronations and the state of the NHS.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
No. You think you're excellent, but you're not.
Right, okay, let me rephrase that. I think I'm excellent. No aches and pains. Hungry, ready to go to cafe open, sitting snug.
Cool.
That was very nice the other day.
It was.
But first, I must apologise for being late. Later than usual. The reason was...
The late Mike Spears.
Yes, the late Mike Spears. The reason was that I had a nice... gentle reminder from SSE about paying my electric bill as usual.
Is that something to do with Hitler?
Not quite. It's the electricity fleecing board that
the SSB
contacted me. It might well be. I think they've been trained by people in Russia that work for the KGB. But anyway, I got a reminder that I hadn't paid my bill, so I thought, okay, I'll phone up and pay it. Thinking, haha. Just a quick couple of minutes while the bath's running. Good thing I turned it off, because it was the usual. If you're left-handed, press 1. If you're right-handed, press 2. If you can use both hands, press 3. So,
what happens if you can't use any hands?
Well, because this is... although adults are listening to this, I don't want to brag, so I won't... But so, obviously, you get through in the end after a number of different routes like this. And, of course, they ask you for your 10-digit number. That infers that there's factorial 10 accounts just with the SSE in the United Kingdom.
I think if you were to do that, it's more than the number of stars in the firmament.
Well, exactly. I mean, if there's 64 million people in the UK... And there's probably about, a fifth or a sixth, call it 16 million customers of SSE. So a 10-figure number is something in the billions. But anyway, I keyed it all in, and it did the obligatory, sorry, please key in your 10-digit number. So I cursed and did it again, got all the way through. What's your postal address? I did that. What's your date of birth? What's your national insurance number? What's your inside link? All that crap. I get through. Tells me the amount, which I knew from this rude email I got. Are you paying by credit? What you say? You do the biz. Can you put the number in? So I put the number in. There was silence. And then it said, can you put your personal number in? So I did it again. And it seemed to get through this time. I said, yes, you know, £125, da-di-da-di-da. And then it just went blank. It just stopped. There was no sound. It was dead. So I thought, this is about 8 minutes have gone past by this time. So I went through the whole procedure again, but ignored everything. Just kept pressing 4. So I think it means that I'm left-handed, I've got no feet, but I actually got through to a real-life person and managed to pay it. And I said to him, look, I'm sorry for coming through to you, but I tried to pay automatically, but it wouldn't accept it. And he said, oh, yes, it quite often does that. Saw this interesting article over the weekend. Apparently... There's an Indian guru, Nithyananda Swami.
Okay. I think I know him.
Well, which is unfortunate because he's a sex offender living in, or he was.
Actually, let me just say, I don't know him. In which case,
he was living in India, but he was convicted. He fled the country, and his followers bought him his own island. So what he's done, he's set up his own private kingdom. Now, the official term for this is micronations. So they're not recognised by the United Nations, but they are supposed to be independent. Anyway, he's set one off on the coast of Ecuador. All Hindus are welcome. And I thought, this is fantastic, because the guy's got like his own money and all this sort of stuff. See? And I looked it up on the internet, and apparently there's 80 of these around the world. And they have their own currency. A lot of them have their own...
Have they got their own tax?
Well, they have their own constitution. And some of them even have their own army. And I thought, no, I don't believe this. So I had a look and I found about eight in the United Kingdom, and it's fantastic.
Well, sorry, eight micronations actually in the United Kingdom?
In the United Kingdom. So some have ceased. So let me see. There was one in 1967 called Sealand, which was actually...
I've been there. Is that where they got that whale?
Yes, yes. Well, this was... The official name was Rough Towers, and it was a disused sea fort off the Suffolk coast that had obviously been used for defence purposes during the war. And this guy called Roy Bates bought it, set up his own kingdom, and he's now, he died a couple of years ago, but his son Michael is now the regent of Sealand. But there's some others, so where are we? Have you heard of Forvik?
Can't say how. Is that the stuff you put up your nose?
It's not a game. This was founded in 2008, and it's a small islet. So that's like a really small island. Up in Scotland.
Yeah.
It's not permanently inhabited because it's so small. There's no permanent buildings on it. But it's been bought by a chap called Stuart Hill, who's English. But there's a dispute because the original owner, Mark King, who's a Scot, claims he never got the money from it. But in the meantime, this chap Hill goes over there occasionally just so he can maintain that it's his. And you can buy citizenships for £20 a year. He's actually got 218 members.
Has he got his own passport?
Well, let me come on to this. Yeah. He set up his own constitution, which apparently you have to do if you start one of these things. But he's got 218 members, which, if they all stood on the island, some of them would be in the water. But one of the things he did do, he refused to pay road tax and insurance. And he issued his own documents from this island, Forvik.
Are there any roads on Forvik?
No. No, no. You see, the rest of the, apart from about twice a year, he's in presumably Scotland, driving around. But he issued his own documents to say he was taxed and insured in Forvik. The Scottish Constabulary didn't find this too amusing, and in 2011 he was arrested and found guilty of driving offences. I think that's beautiful, beautiful. There's another one which I love. I only talk about a couple. One is called the Ligowan Islands.
That sounds nice.
Well, this apparently there's a pond in Portsmouth with three very tiny islands, and this chap, because there was nothing registered on the council report, he's claimed them as the independent Ligowan Islands, and he has named himself Grand Duke Louis of the Ligowan Islands.
Fantastic. I want to buy one of these.
Ah, fantastic. So the final one I want to talk to you about, because this one's quite interesting. It's called Austenasia.
You used to have that, didn't you?
Yes, I think so, but I had it cured with antibiotics. But anyway, the chap who is Jonathan the First is the Emperor Jonathan Austen. Now, what makes this different is it's not all in one place. He declared that his house in Carshalton was the independent capital. And he's got 24 other properties from different people that have joined his kingdom. But there's like one in Scotland, one in Wales, a couple in Birmingham. They're all over the place. But they're part of this independent nation. I've decided that mine would be, it would have to be an island, you know, just like Donovan's bought his. And I would call it, in honour of his lordship, the first emperor, I'd call it Busteria. And the currency would be bisques. And our industry, because obviously being an island, would be fishing and seaweed. The only power would be solar panels. And no cars, just one official Range Rover for Buster. And getting to the island, all the boats would be solar powered. So it'd be quite green.
That's very good. That's very surprising.
In the Constitution, one of the laws would be that if Greta Thunberg came within shooting range, she would be shot on sight. our A&E unit closed down about 20 years ago. The full story is we've got a hospital at Wickham, and we had one at nearby Amersham. And about 25 years ago, the A&E at Amersham closed down, and there was a major fuss because it's obviously quite a busy commuting area. And the residents were reassured, but we've got one at High Wycombe. It's less than 10 miles away. So of course, when they closed the High Wycombe A&E one, there was an even bigger fuss. And they said, oh, don't worry, Stoke Mandeville, fantastic. Well, I know from an insider who worked there in A&E, they've actually closed one of the day wards there adjoining A&E. So, you know, it's creeping through. And
I think what will happen one day, they'll consolidate everything to this one major A&E hospital in Birmingham. And wherever you are in the country, if anything happens to you, you have to be shipped all the way through to Birmingham.
No, I think it'll all...
By Amazon. It'll because they're the only people who can deliver stuff fast enough. No, Amazon Prime.
It'll all be on the internet. So you won't actually go there. What you'll do is you log into the A&E site and it'll say either wait 2 days and go to your GP, or down at the bottom it says make yourself a cup of tea and die.